This is Kerry Siders with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, the IPM program in Hockley, Cochran, and Lamb counties. Well, today is Wednesday, the 22nd. Hump day for many, and summer getting some rain showers. We're thankful for that, but they've been very isolated, so we need to continue to irrigate as best we can, really take advantage of these cooler temperatures, and maybe try to get caught up with some irrigation demands that we've kind of lost here over the past 10 days. In fact, we were in Hockley County, we were above 100 degrees for 10 days straight. And we've had 16 days in 2020 that were over 100 degrees. So that's really driven the cotton plant in particular pretty hard and fast. And in fact, we're seeing nodes above white flower being reduced very rapidly. In fact, we've seen some fields already going into bloom with as few as 5 and 6 nodes above white flower, and that's too few. We really don't want to be at 5 nodes above white flower until at least the first week of August. So we've still got plenty of time for the plant to develop. And it's possible that a plant can maintain 5 nodes above white flower for, 10 or so days, but we've got to continue to water, take advantage of these cloudier days where maybe this water will go a little further. In terms of pests, we're not seeing a whole lot of insect pressure. Occasionally, we're still seeing some flea hoppers. We can pick up on ligus in some weedy field margins, but we're not seeing much in the way of fruit loss, either squares or small bulls at this time. Really need to continue to scout, though, for these plant bugs and include, as you inspect fruit, look for any larval damage as well. In mentioning the nodes above white flower, that also leads me to I'm not going to say discourage you from using plant growth regulators, but use them sparingly only on fields that truly have length of nodes that would justify further applications. They've got sufficient amount of nutrients and you've got plenty of water where there's those plants may tend to get a little leggy on you. So yes, continue to manage plant growth with plant growth regulators only when necessary, but don't these plants that are still speeding into physiological cutout at 5 nodes above white flower, I would definitely back off.
This is Blaine Reed, IPM agent in Hale Swisher County. So things have been largely quiet for most fields in my territory, but the fields that aren't, we really need to be scouting pretty carefully at this time of year to see exactly, because there are a few things afoot. When we've got a few ligus out there, and we've got some really kind of borderline, and I think they're just moving out of dry situations or freshly cut hay or freshly cleaned up ditches and pastures, moving into cotton. And question is, are they moving through? Are they setting up shop to stay? And as always, keep an eye on that damage. Most of our cotton right now is running between 6 and 8 nodes above white flower. So we kind of want to keep that drop below that 25% level, and we need to confirm that the ligus are doing that. You can certainly tell the difference between a ligus and a flea hopper, which we still have a lot of flea hoppers in fields. They're going to be a little bit larger, and they're going to have that real clear V on their back, or the nymphs will have the pattern of 5 spots on their back, and they will do quite a bit more damage, and they will impact bowls up to about 750 heat units. So we haven't treated any this week, but we've got about half of our fields with some in them and some that are really borderline. And I kind of expect we'll see 1 or 2 fields, and you really don't want to have those 1 or 2 fields and miss those. They can do a lot of damage in a hurry, and it's not something we want to get into with that much damage when we're just spending the amount of effort we are to keep the plants alive and irrigated and things like that in the heat we've got. On the grain crop side, there are some sugarcane aphids in the area. In our program, sorghum fields, they're still very hard to find. We are picking up a few fall armyworms in the whorl stage sorghum, but we haven't found any sorghum midge or any headworms in the head doing economic damage of anything there yet. Mites are really hard to find in corn still, as are diseases, and just not picking up a whole lot in the corn, but You know what they say, the hot, dry weather and mildly drought-stressed corn will bring spider mites. I think so far we've just had enough beneficials to keep them corralled, but we are watching all of these things very carefully. There are a few fields that may need PGR, but on the cotton side, but be sure you're checking those top five internode links and make sure that cotton's really stretching out. We want to be strategic on any of those fields and be careful there. I think that about wraps it up from Hill and Swisher County this week. Thank you.
This is Dagan Teague, IPM major for Floyd and Crosby counties. And out here in the East Plains of Crosby County, we're getting quite a bit of rain, which is really good for everybody who's not having as much water, you know, and especially for the dry land that's doing pretty decent. We definitely have some predator numbers coming up quite a bit from what we've been seeing. And that's really good since we have been seeing quite a bit of more ligus and some ligus damage on the bulls. So hopefully the predators numbers will continue to rise and be able to counteract with the ligus. Still needing to look out for some flea hoppers in some fields, but as we're moving up and getting more bulls, not quite having to look for those flea hoppers.
This is John Toby with Bailey, Palmer, and Castro counties. We did get a little bit of rain this last week, which has really been a big help. Better late than never in that situation. I got a lot of guys in corn spraying spider mites right now. They are getting a little bit ahead of the curve, which is great to see, and not a whole lot of rescue fields that have to go back and treat for a high population of spider mites. The predators are doing very well, but they are actually starting to drop off just a little bit is what I've been noticing in the cornfields and a little bit in the cotton as well. Cotton's doing very well throughout the three counties that I cover. With this last rain, I think they're going to do very great. And we're actually sitting about 7 to 5 nodes above white flower, so a little bit farther along than some of the cotton fields we've seen in different counties. We are seeing a little bit of ligus pressure. Had a little bit just this last week, but they are starting to kind of move past and kind of migrate through. So we're seeing a little bit of that pressure, but the square and bull retention is actually sitting above 90%. So the square drop isn't there and isn't present for it to be justifiable to spray. We will continue to keep an eye on that and keep updates on that. Haven't seen any sugarcane aphid in my sorghum yet.
This has been a production of the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service Entomology Department here on the High Plains of Texas.